We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Memphis.
WYXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday, 4 until 5 p.m. Thanks for joining us. Beautiful day outside, sort of. I woke up and thought for sure it was going to rain. Turns out it's just going to be windy all day and kind of gray and overcast. But don't let that stop you from enjoying yourself and enjoying your day. Got a guest or a few guests here in the studio with me today. The Lots, a band touring from England who are playing over at DKDC tonight, and they have come to sit down and chat with me a little bit, talk about the rock and roll music and what they love about Memphis. Underneath us right now, rather, the Champs, and coming up next, Roy Jr., which is Roy Acuff's son on the Hickory label. Keep it tuned right here, WYXR 91.7 Memphis. We're raised by sound.
I was raised on knuckle sandwiches in an alley crib, in a jungle of knives and chains, had a fight to live. Your nose when I walk down the street in shabby clothes. If you'd walk in my one boot for just one day, you wouldn't look down on me, 'cause I'm this way. I'm just a victim of the circumstances.
What you want to know.
sympathy for them.
Right. This is America. There's still plenty of opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, but you gotta be willing to work. No one's gonna just hand it to you.
Right. You have to make it on your own. And that's only fair.
I just don't understand what all the trouble's about. In America, anybody can make it who's free, white, and 21.
Yeah.
If you can't hear the prejudice, if you can't feel it, then perhaps, just perhaps, you have the same problem. Think about it. This message presented by the Episcopal churches in this community.
Got everybody potted up. You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday 4 until 5 p.m. Thanks for joining us. Got a little special situation in the studio today. We got a group all the way from England who are here playing over at DKDC tonight, and I thought I'd have them into the show to talk a little bit. And Henry and Jamie are here. Or I'm sorry.
Hello.
Is that? Do I have the names right?
You got the names right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. It's Jamie and Henry.
Jamie and Henry.
Yes. All right. Got a lot of new names. trying to remember everybody's name. I'm the worst with names. But thanks so much for coming in today. I appreciate it. And we just heard your single on the Swell Tune label. Name of the band is The Lots. And tell everybody where you guys are from.
We're from, we originate from a town called Warrington, England. We started in college playing rock and roll music and kind of developed from there, you know.
So very cool.
Been going for a long time.
And how long have you been together?
We've been together coming up to 8 years since we were 16.
New rhythm section?
Yes. These guys have filled in shows in the past, but they're with us full time now since about a few months ago.
Who you got on drums and bass over
there? We've got Josh over there on drums and Ben on bass.
Sweet.
They ended up leaving their band very recently, so we kind of stole them.
Scouted them up.
You know, coincidentally, we lost our bass drummer as well. They had no other bands playing, so we thought we'll pinch them.
We'll have you guys.
Seems like it worked out pretty good.
Worked out very well.
And you guys are over in the States for a tour. You just came back from South by Southwest.
Yeah, amazing South by Southwest.
Yeah, so good.
Good energy.
And you've been here for like 2 weeks now, right?
Near enough, yeah. We flew into Boston on the 6th of March. Did a few shows up north. We did Rhode Island, New York, and Boston. And then we come down to the south, done South by, and now we're here.
Fantastic. And Beck from Swell Tune Records, who put out your 45, is here with you, kind of tour managing?
Yeah, there's Beck.
Tour manager, right here. Mom.
Yeah, we got a tour mom and dad at the minute. Unfortunately, Sean is a little bit under the weather, so he's resting himself.
Beck,
bless him.
Beck, so Beck, you and your husband run the label.
Yes. I started the label in 2017.
You want to come over?
Mr. Beck, come over.
Yeah, so I started the label in 2017, and then 2 years ago I got married.
Yes.
So now Sean does most of the recording.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, you chose wisely if your goal was to expand your business with your marriage.
Yeah, he's got a studio called Jet Tone, and about half of the recordings since we got together were recorded by Sean.
That is awesome. You guys have had a long relationship.
Yeah, it's been like five years.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, so glad that you guys could make this happen, and so glad you could come along for the trip. Are you guys excited to be here?
Very excited. Yeah,
this
I mean,
is one of the, sorry, go on.
Sorry. I've heard really great things about Memphis. Obviously, legendary venues, you know,
right.
including yourself. We've got a record and stuff like that, you know. No, but it seems like a very high spot energy for music. So it was great to play here. And everything. I mean, we've only got here about 1 a.m. last night.
There's so much to do here. And I don't. If you're traveling and on tour, you probably have a very limited amount of time. But there's so much fun stuff to do. There's all of the classics like going to Graceland or the Stax Museum is really great. Mm. Also, the Sun Studios tour is fantastic. Like, there's just so much to see here. When do you guys leave out tomorrow?
I think about 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things on our roster was the Bass Pro Pyramid.
It's definitely worth driving by. Yeah,
We drove past it on the way down to Austin, but it's huge, but it was day, so it doesn't look as impressive. I want to see it all lit up. Yeah,
you got to see it like at night. So maybe after the show tonight, you guys drive down, check
possibly.
It out, all lit up.
It's a problem with being on tour. It's like you know you go to these amazing places, but it's like right, get in the van, you know, and then move off to the next place.
Time to really do anything. Yeah.
Rock and roll life.
You kind of always think it's going to be like a vacation, you know.
It's never like that.
It's never like that. Yeah, it's always just being sick for about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Picking up all sorts on the way.
Yeah, been several times we've been in like Paris and stuff. We haven't even seen the bloody Eiffel Tower, you know, because we've been that busy. You know,
we didn't see the Eiffel Tower till our like fourth show in Paris. Or something.
You were busy rocking.
Busy rocking.
Yeah. Well, I know that you guys are going to put on a great show tonight. I will definitely be there. It's going to be fantastic. DC tonight. And you guys are second of three bands, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
What are the other two bands tonight?
Microphonics and Ryan Kidd. Ryan Kidd and the Cobras. Yeah, we've never heard of these guys, but we've heard good stuff from our label anyway, so we yet to hear them, you know. Because there's been many instances on tour where you're like, oh, never, you know, because we're new to America, and some of the support we've had has been, like, amazing, like, really good.
That's always exciting, right?
Yeah,
every night so far we've had really great supports. It's been amazing.
So, Yeah, but no, I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. I mean,
when we got our itinerary of where we were doing after Beck sent it over, this is one that we looked at and we knew it was going to be good.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm so glad you guys came and played here. Memphis, Tennessee can be a hard market sometimes if you're an unknown band or an unknown quantity to Memphians. But it seems like you've got some good momentum behind you and a bunch of people called ahead to say, go check this band out.
It seems like it, yeah.
Several people texting me who had seen you and saying, you got to go see this band. I think they're coming through Memphis. So
amazing.
That's going to be really fun. So let's play a few more songs here and then we'll talk to the Lots a little more and we'll hear the flip side of their single on Swell Tone. But coming up next on Mercury is the Painted Ship from Canada with You Told Those Little White Lies. Keep it tuned right here, WYXR 91.7 Memphis. We're raised by sound.
Just my speed. Well, just my speed. Oh yeah. Fits me to a T.
You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday, 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. In the studio with me today are Jamie and Henry of The Lots, who are playing over at DKDC tonight. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
Yeah, we were just talking about the two sides of your single. That's 00. And now, so that on the cover of the 45, there's a picture of you guys outside of a bar called 00.
That's right, yeah.
So it's pretty cool. So was the song inspired by the bar?
Yeah, so I think it was, we're going back quite a few years now. It was our first ever time playing in Paris, and we ended up having a terrible time, and nothing was really good. And then we met some gentleman who worked, we just hopped in this bar called 00, and there was a gentleman behind the bar, he's very hospitable, helped us out with the tour.
What?
And every time we go and tour in Paris now, we go back to that bar. So we thought we'd do a song in honor.
Home base now.
00. It's a very small bar. It's probably about half the size of this studio.
You can fit about 10 people in there.
Yeah.
The guy behind the bar was great with us. He really looked after us. He gave us some more cool places to go. We sorted out with drinks. And then, that song's about the bar and our first couple of days of being in Paris.
What a great story, man. Mm. Yeah.
Everything was going wrong. But it's all summed up in that song.
Yeah, he saved you.
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
I love Paris now as well, which is the weird thing. When I first went there, I was like,
it all turned around.
This place.
The first few hours there, we were like, where have we come to?
Yeah.
But then it was good.
That's amazing, man. Great song, great story. And they were recorded at two different places. So I know you were saying that you introduced your new rhythm section earlier. So do you guys have plans to record more stuff soon?
Well, we just have. We've been recording in a place outside of Austin.
Fort Horton Studios, just outside of Austin.
Oh, okay. Who's the engineer there?
Billy Horton, his name is. He's great. He's really good.
Awesome.
So last few days, that's what we've doing. We've got our next single, A and B side, done.
Sweet.
Summertime back, is that right? Yeah.
Feeling pretty happy, feeling good about it?
I'm so happy with it.
That's
so
amazing.
Happy with it.
Man, it does seem like, kind of with the internet and with streaming now, like singles are a thing again. I mean, in a way, where you focus on like kind of one song at a time, you know, and you can make obviously a physical 45, a record of that. But people seem to be moving back towards like where, through the 50s and 60s, it was all about the single.
Yeah.
And then it kind of turned into an LP market. And for punk and garage and stuff like that, it was singles. Like when I first started making records in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of the bands it was great because the single was like pick your best song and your next best song
and release, and, them together.
And release that. And it's not only is it a great little single, it's a calling card. It's a way to get bookings. It's all these things like all wrapped up in one little package.
Well, it's so much easier to just get it done and get it out than an album as well.
Totally.
It also, helps you have Swell Tune Records, be honest. Yes, we tried releasing a record by ourselves before and it was
a nightmare
and a financial disaster, really. So
yeah, no,
and,
I know exactly.
We eventually caught up. We finally got rid of them all and we have caught up now. It just took a few years to do it.
Yeah.
But
no, never, I mean, kind of now the way, like I was saying, like with digital singles and stuff, like it's almost makes so much more sense to try to get people's attention and hold it for one really great song and then build momentum off of that for like
with the resurgence that's come back around to vinyl, that makes that easier as well. Because buying a single and having it as a physical thing is more appealing to people.
And toting a bunch of singles around the country is easier than LPs too.
Yes, oh, very much exactly, so, yeah. We tried toting, because that's what we did. We did an EP, but we ended up doing it on a 12-inch instead, and they were always super. We had to cram them into our suitcases, in between our clothes and stuff.
We tore in my tiny car, and we could only take 10 with us to places, and there wasn't really much point.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in today. I really appreciate having you here. You are tuned into WYXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday, 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. And we've been talking to the Lots, who are here to play at DKDC tonight. And I'm going to play a few more records. We have a few more minutes to kill here in the show. And I'm going to do a little set of music coming up. Are you guys Ultravox fans at all? Ultravox?
Very much. She knows. There you go.
She knows Ultravox.
This is one of my favorite Ultravox tunes, Young Savage. Let's check it out. You tuned into WYXR 91.7 Memphis. We're raised by sound.
Oh, Presents, bringing an evening with Sturgill Simpson, the Who the F is Johnny Blue Skies tour to Landers Center on April 11th. Tickets and more information at SturgillSimpsonLive.com.
Support for WYXR comes from West Tennessee Best Buddies, presenting the Memphis Friendship Walk on Saturday, April 5th at the University of Memphis. This free, all-ages community event celebrates Best Buddies programs across West Tennessee with food, games, and opportunities to connect with nonprofits serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. More information and registration at bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.com/Memphis.
Support for WYXR comes from Campfire Collective, a Memphis-based agency that empowers their clients through community-focused marketing and loves all things Memphis. More information on how Campfire Collective can feed the flames of your organization's marketing at buildacampfire.com.
Riverbeat Music Festival is coming to Tom Lee Park May 2nd through 4th, featuring artists including Missy Elliott, The Killers, Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals, and more. The full lineup, ticket packages, and more are available at riverbeat.com.
You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee, streaming online at wyxr.org. Please go there and check out all of the stuff happening at the station, as well as an archive collective of all of our programs here on the station. You can check out up to 3 previous episodes for any given show. There's lots to discover there. I encourage you to go and check it out and look around and see some of this great programming that we have here at WYXR. I want to reintroduce 2 folks that I have here who came in today with their band Lots. We have Jamie and Henry. Please say hello again.
Hello.
Hello again.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today.
Jamie, I'm Henry.
And they are playing at DKDC tonight. Looks windy out there, but doesn't look rainy. I looked at the forecast, so if you want to step out tonight, maybe I will see you there, because I will definitely be there. So, guys, before we get out of here, do you want to tell us what some of the plans are for the band after this tour? Obviously, you were saying you just recorded a new single. What's next on the calendar for the Lots?
I'm not sure. I think as soon as you get back to home, we got to go to play a festival in France. So very much non-stop in touring, you know.
We've got a gig in Liverpool in between that.
Yeah. So we're always playing shows, you know.
We've got a little weekend in, Hipsville in Margate in the UK, which is a pretty popular festival. We're playing at that. And then it'll probably be looking to put some European shows together for the end of the summer, around August, September time. It's when we normally go over to Europe. And then, yeah, somewhere in between that, the single will be there.
How long do you usually go? How long are your European tours generally?
It varies. It's usually only a week or 10 days. This is the longest tour we've probably ever done. You know,
yeah,
we've been
weeks.
Here for about a month, you know.
Man,
mainly traveling around.
By the time we go back, it'll have been nearly a month, yeah.
But, you know, you have to take to account that most of this tour has been traveling. We didn't anticipate how big the US would be.
Yeah. Right.
And it was like, we played New York City, had to get down to Austin, and then
you're like, oh my,
it'll be so far. It'll be 3 days, you know. So
we do all the European tours on our own normally. Like, we saw the travel and stuff with ourselves. We couldn't have done this without Swelchune guys. Like,
yeah, there's no way. You got to have a relief driver.
Yeah. They've yes. killed it. They've absolutely smashed it with helping us out.
Fantastic. And so, but he got a little sick, I heard.
Yeah, he got a cold.
A little under the weather. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around right now. Like,
Bex does the driving. Sean helps with like the loadings and on stage, and he's amazing what he does. But Bex does all the driving. Fair play to her. Like,
shout out to Bex. Yeah, she's been an angel on this tour.
We would not be here without her.
She was, you know, because we maybe left Austin about 11, and we didn't get there until about 1 in the morning, because there's so much roadworks and traffic. You know, we were just stuck in traffic for hours, and
was it like
and bad
hours
weather
we got stuck for.
Something? Yeah,
it was very bad. But Beck powered through. You know,
she got us
she's
there.
Really got the heart beat rock and roll in her. So
yeah, you guys got lucky.
Oh
yeah,
so lucky.
I think so. Yeah, so we were on our feet. You know,
so lucky.
I mean, that is pretty amazing. Like, you found the right label, a good fit for the band.
Yeah,
but also there's like a family apparatus there to help you get out and promote the record and everything. And that is hard to find, you know?
I mean, we do also have to thank you as well, because people are loving our B-side, you know? But it's your song, you know?
Thanks for writing that.
Oh, yeah. So I played earlier. I played Stop and Think It Over. These guys do a great version. They just totally crush it. And that was a song that I used to play with my band, The Compulsive Gamblers, from here in Memphis, and then we also played it with Raining. I've played that song with every band I've been in since I've written it, except maybe The Oblivions. but you guys are really, you know, like I said, I think I was telling you earlier, when I wrote that song, that band, we didn't have our real drummer, Ross, or rather Rod Thomas, for that recording session, and Jack was playing drums on my songs, and I was playing drums on Jack's songs. So it was kind of a wobbly thing when we recorded that song, and I always felt like I never quite captured the best performance of that song, but that song broke up right after we recorded it, and by the time it came out, I was already doing Raining Sound, and I always felt like Raining Sound had a much better version of the tune, but we never recorded it. So I always like hearing other people do the song, and I don't know what it is about the song that makes it so susceptible to being covered, but there was a girl here in the States who covered it probably over 10 years ago, and that was the first time I ever heard anybody cover it. Oh, and I cannot think of her name, but I was in a movie theater waiting for a movie to start, and it came on as just like house music. And I was like, wow, this translates pretty good for a female vocalist as well. She just changed a few words, and it was great. But there's just something about the song. Yeah, it seems to have a life of its own outside of me writing it. So that's kind of cool.
I mean, we always try and get a covering in the studio. You know, that little bit of extra time we have in the studio to mess about time. We're always like, oh, we'll throw a cover in there. You know, we've done like Stooges covers and stuff in the past. And coincidentally, before we went in that studio, a friend of ours, Theo, so shout out Theo, he got us on to Compulsive Gamblers, which is very weird because I've been a huge Oblivions fan for ages, and
I didn't know about
Compulsive Gamblers or Raining Sounds. He's like, you need to get into these guys, played them. We're like, oh, this is really good. And then I think from when we were in Paris that time, we'd just been playing it live as a cover, you know, because it was a great song to play live, and everyone that heard it loved it.
It gets recognised, doesn't it, as well? Like, we could be, like, anywhere we play, someone will come over and they go, oh, you did a Compulsive Gamblers cover. It's like, yeah.
Like I say, that song has taken on a life outside of the Gamblers, like with other people. The Hives used to cover it.
I believe so.
A lot of people have covered it. Well, hey, thanks so much for stopping by today. The Matt Man Show is coming up here in just a second. He's already in the studio getting ready to lay down some great tunes for you drive time. And I have also a single on deck here. This is The Mellorettes on the VU label with Jesus Will Be Waiting, a great gospel record from here in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is the Mac Man's mom. What is your mom's name, Mac Man?
Elizabeth Clayton.
Elizabeth Clayton doing the lead vocals on this. And this is just a fantastic tune. What's that?
The Mellorettes.
The Mellorettes. And the tune is Jesus Will Be Waiting, great Memphis gospel. And then coming up next, the Mac Man. Keep it tuned right here. WYXR 91.7 Memphis. We're raised by sound.